Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Property Record Search Tool now available for owner and deed lookups. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized way to search Illinois property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IL can streamline due diligence and verify property details faster with comprehensive public records in one place. Add hedillinois.propertychecker.com/ to your toolkit for faster Illinois property research. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Chicago Real Estate Commission Rate 5.47%, Average in IL, Feb 2026. A February 2026 survey of local Chicago agents reports that the average real estate commission in Chicago is 5.47% and explains how commissions are structured along with ways to reduce realtor fees. For Illinois real estate professionals, a local 5.47% benchmark helps align fee expectations and supports clearer client communication around transaction costs. Use the Chicago 5.47 average from the linked source as a starting point for IL fee strategy and listing discussions. Illinois real estate headlines. Who pays realtor fees in Illinois? Most sellers still cover buyer's agent commission. A new resource breaks down who pays realtor fees in Illinois, noting that most home sellers still cover the buyer's agent commission. Illinois agents need clarity on fee structures to guide clients through transactions and set accurate expectations in listing conversations. Use HomeLight's IL Real Estate Agent Commission Calculator to model scenarios for your seller clients. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25-30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most IL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.